Thank you, Madam Chair. Today, I share the following statement on behalf of 11 human rights entities. Our statement is directed to the Permanent Forum members and pertains to the third session's thematic discussions about reparations, sustainable development, and economic justice, as well as the second decade for people of African descent expectations and challenges. We appreciate the Permanent Forum members' advocacy efforts, among many more, as it pertains to civil society inclusion and wider resource mobilization. Three recommendations are applicable. Reference from a 2023 discussion paper titled Fundable Approaches for Increasing Participation, Consultation, and Engagement at the Permanent Forum by NCOM, among others. This paper was shared with Permanent Forum members in the same year. One, engage with Africa and the African diaspora on research collaborations that are more inclusive and culturally specific. Two, facilitate donor roundtables among diverse actors, Permanent Forum members, and grant makers, with specificity to grant makers fulfilling past pledges to equalize financial power. Three, increase virtual and in-person engagement with civil society, particularly at the local level and with localized expertise, about human rights protocols which advocate to hold governments to account. The said recommendations are proposed to occur twice a year. Pertaining to the mentioned recommendations 1 and 2, it is suggested to inquire with academic institutions about meeting space and grant makers about funding. Morocco Zichani.